Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, the podcast where we read Pat Rothfuss's The Narrow Road Between Desires, page by page, and then we talk about it with our supreme intelligence. This is page 169. 168 is a picture. Roughly at his face with his sleeve. The red sunset had spread, streaking the entire sky with shreds of pink and crimson. Right. Bass said, looking up at the sky. It's time. We'll make it for your mother. They went down to the bank of the stream where they could both have a drink. Wright could wash his face and collect himself a bit. When the boy's face was cleaner, Bass noted not all the smudginess was dirt. It was easy to make the mistake. The summer sun had tanned the boy a rich nut brown, and there had been no shortage of dirt. Even after he was clean, it was hard to tell they were the remains of bruises. But despite the rumors, Bass's eyes were sharp. Even in the fading light, he saw them, now that he was looking. Cheek and jaw, a darkness all around one skinny waist. And when Wright bent to take a drink from the stream, Bass caught a glimpse of the boy's back. Bass was uncharacteristically silent as he led the boy back to the graystone at the base of the hill. Reich followed wordlessly when Bass climbed up one side of the page ended. I'm RJ.
I'm John.
And I'm Patrick. And what does RJ stand for today?
Shoot. Reich's jaw, I guess.
There you go. Reich's jaw. That's it's a bruised jaw.
Poor buddy.
Yeah. So this is a sad page that really emphasizes how tough Reich has had it, along with the previous page that where yeah. He breaks down.
So,
go ahead.
Does it feel to anybody else like it's a little much?
In what way?
Like, we've kind of heard the whole time, and I don't really want to nitpick at it, and I don't actually have a problem with it. I feel like there's just a little niggling feeling that I have that maybe it's just overplaying the hand just slightly.
Well,
you don't like the writing that is too much, or
do you? Can I ask?
It's explicitly like. You know, we already knew that he was being beat, right?
Oh.
Like, do we need to have it like explicitly depicted? Again, like, I don't really have a problem necessarily. I'm just kind of, you know, as Tucker Carlson does, as a reasonable person, I'm just asking questions.
Oh God.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
I
just asking questions. Shit.
I'm wondering.
Go ahead, RJ.
If this is gonna maybe, if mentioning it again is just gonna lead us somewhere.
Yeah, and maybe it will.
Again, my take on this is that like, Bast is aware that this is happening, but being aware is different from seeing the evidence with your own eyes.
Yeah,
and this is Bast seeing the evidence with his own eyes, and it's actually affecting him, which is unusual, because of his nature. And I think that's what the purpose of this passage is.
Okay, that's totally fair. It'll probably become clearer in subsequent pages.
Just because right at the end, it said that Bast was uncharacteristically quiet or something like that.
Yeah.
Uncharacteristically silent.
Well, because whatever he saw on his back. And that's a good point, Pat, that you can read about things, listen to things, but until you've seen something, especially something shocking, it's going to hit you in a different way. I don't need to go into examples of details, but I'm just, yeah.
Sure. Well, Bill points out that, like, because of the way that we are interacting with this text in this, you know, particular... you know, strange method, it makes us put weird focus on places where it might not necessarily naturally land. So
yeah, and I think it's also worth noting that, you know, sane people would read this book in probably a couple days to a week rather than one page a day.
Right.
This
yeah.
Mad quest we're on.
So, well, we've still got about 40 pages left.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And John, I was curious when you were saying it was too much.
Not quite, but yeah.
I was wondering if you meant just kind of the emotional nature of it, and that I was wondering if you were asking if it's lulling us into a false sense of security because something is yet to flip.
Oh, ugh, gosh, I hope not. but no, what I mean mostly is that is that I think the point is sufficiently made up to this juncture, and that having it hammered home like this feels to me just like I said, it's overplaying the hand to me slightly. That's just how it hits me.
Amrita agrees. Says it feels a bit gratuitous, which, yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, so we know Pat has made comments that he doesn't want to leave anything in if it's not doing any work. So you're saying that essentially right. This work has already been done and it doesn't need to be redone.
And I think that you are making an excellent point in response to that, Pat, that it's probably doing work that will become clear to us tomorrow when we come to my house to record.
Wow. Yeah. A wonderful and nuanced and thoughtful discussion, just like on Tucker Carlson. We exactly. are really
yes.
Tucker winning Carlson here.
We should have our own Fox News show.
Okay. I'm here in noir.
You should
liberal haven.
Oh my gosh! No, let's stop. I'm an actual conservative, and I hate Tucker Carlson with every fiber of my being.
So, well,
anyway, can't ask questions.
That's why it's funny. It's weak as us.
Anyway, RJ, you said we had about 40 pages left, and you're pretty close. I just checked after today. We have 33.
Wow, 33. Man. Well, I don't know if that's enough time for a significant... I don't know if it's enough time for a significant plot twist. But I feel like something else has to happen. Although maybe this could be... I mean, this is just... Maybe just kind of a day in the life story and all the main conflict in action has happened.
Maybe we'll get more Embril stuff.
That's right.
We've like the importance of the Embrils will actually come into better focus.
No, I don't think we'll actually get any better description than what we've already had. I think the scene with Kostril, where Kostril is kind of reading him, is the most explanation we're going to get.
Yeah. But I'm saying like something else...
I was going to throw some more.
There will be another read or something that will be that'll be important, maybe.
Yeah.
Bill made a point that I think we should highlight here since we have a another minute still. He does not agree with Amrita and I that we have inference of what's been happening to Reich through the emotion that he shows. But this just demonstrates it clearly, and this is proof without showing the actions that created it, and that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, and we have the faded bruises that I'm sure are in different states of fading, which all of that isn't explicit. That is my assumption that the bruises are not all from the same incident necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. True. Woof. All right. Well, here's hoping that tomorrow's page is not quite as emotionally draining and that we'll have just a whole harmony and concord.
We're gonna take a whole night to
between our hosts. Yes, we'll all cry ourselves to sleep, and we'll be back refreshed on tomorrow's narrow page.
Yes.
Tomorrow's narrow page.
Page.